95.
819, triple team traffic. And for that, we go back over to you, Andy.
And I'm still looking at plenty of delay on I-15 as you go between Bangor Highway and 90th South. It's also very slow. In fact, I would avoid Bangor after Redwood Road, or you're going to be sitting in stop-and-go traffic the entire way through the river bottom and up to the freeway. 126 South, not much better, but it is slightly better. And 114th, one I'd avoid as well, most of the way from almost 2200 West over to I-15. It's just hard just to get to the freeway from the west side of the valley this morning, Eric Butler.
Looks like they've cleared up that crash. Well, not entirely, but they have moved the rollover vehicle for the on-ramp to westbound I-80 from 700 East, moved that off to the side. So now they're starting to just sweep that up. You should be able to get through that pretty soon. Down in Utah County, good news. Don't have any problems on I-15, Heather.
We have a crash on the overpass of 500 South and Woods Cross. It's right over Legacy Parkway. Both directions are closed, both eastbound and westbound. You're going to have to find an alternate route to get to and from Legacy from 5th South and Bountiful. Then we had another crash on I-215's west belt. It's at the top of the on-ramp from 700 North to go southbound, and traffic has backed up on I-215 all the way to Legacy Parkway. Boo Lights at Utah's Hogle Zoo is here, and you could get free tickets courtesy of Mountain America. Simply open a new youth account at any Mountain America branch or MACU.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.